Zion we say together, that really it seems as if Zion should be before, but Al Kaponim, it's Yirmiya was by Shas HaChurban, so the Chav Zion speaks about he saw an Isha that wasn't unclear what she was, and she was an embodiment of Kal Yisrael. And in Chavav, he speaks about the each one of the others try to bring some sort of limitzchus or schus for Kal Yisrael. So you have here Yitzchok, Koy Tzavach Yitzchok Be'Sheikh HaShachak, Lashov Bi Tevach Huchak, Behein Zari Nishchak V'Nimchak. So you have Yitzchok's Taina, Ve'yev Tachas V'Yisya Okem Es Yitzchok. So Yitzchok Avinu, Yitzchok Taina is that he's coming with the Taina of the Akedah. And that is not accepted. And it says that, the Kodesh Baruch says, Tibuchotu. The end of it is that it's Rochel. That's where Chazal bring it. Here it's together in the Piyut, but in the Medrash it says, and so on. So Rochel's schus of giving over the simonim is what's mentioned. L'chur, if we ask ourselves, whose akrov is greater? So Avraham Avinu is bringing Yitzchak in Akedah, and he's willing to give everything that includes the Akedah. That's what we're espoused on. His schus is espoused on Rosh Hashanah in the schus of the Akedah. So that's not good enough. But Rochel, because she gave her simonim, so it was a goddess, it was chashev. So what's the nekuda that Rochel's maila trumps Yitzchak, even Yitzchak Avinu? And the answer is there are two parashas here. There is hakrava and mesiras nefesh. Everybody understands that I need to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, how much hakrava can I tolerate? Every person has a sense of self, and I want to keep some for myself and so on. But it's a mark of mesiras nefesh. Giving the simonim to Leah is an akira of kina in the person. In other words, we've spoken about this many times about, you know, the halacha is that when you have a chayv to hegdish, chayv shemayim, there's no mashkinin, someone else bezin does go in. A person has, there's a separate midah. One midah is how much am I willing to give. Another midah is, can I tolerate that the other one has a minat? It's a steward to my metzias. That's the meter of kina. When Kal Yisrael is choyte with Avodah Zarah, on that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Keil Kana, V'noike. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kotzer Amatza Mistarea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yachas of Ahava to us includes that if we go to someone else, then all of the charei nafis turn on us. Mikoyach the midah of keil kana. Just like when a person is a kines ishtoi, the same type of midah. The only person that has a limud schus for that is a person who was over meaning overcame, rose above his midah of kina. So the schus Yitzchok's and Avram's schus of Akedah is extraordinary. It was Mesiras Nefesh out of Klois. But there wasn't a kina there. Everyone understood that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Gadol and everything is for Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything is for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Question was, how much could we tolerate to give? With Rochel and Leah, it was a much more difficult situation because it was either me or him, her. Either I become the mother of Yisrael and she becomes somebody else, or I become the mother of Esav and Edom, and she becomes the mother of Yisrael. That's a very different koyach hanefesh. And only somebody who rose above that midah has a schus to demand that a Kadosh Baruch Hu rise above and be Mechachal Yisrael. It's something that my Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz would speak many times about. And people don't quite understand the way he said it, but understanding only if you understand the oimek of Biran Mechaver, we think of Biran Mechaver in soft terms, in easy terms. You know, the glass of water, you know, the holds up in the force of the other person, it's chesed, it's wonderful. Yes, so it's a little bit of a bother, bring somebody something. But there was a Meisner, Reb Chaim would say it over many times, and say it over. During the Six-Day War, the Midrashim was on the front, literally. The border was a street over. And the yeshiva was hit four times by shells, and everybody was in the basement, which sort of served as a miklat of sorts. It wasn't completely underground; it was mostly underground. And there was one direct hit that shook everything and everybody, and everybody yelled out Shema Yisrael. And then things quiet down. That was that. So Chaim Shlomitz would speak about it, and he would say, people think it's the schus of Torah of the tzibur that was megan. He says, I think there was a different schus. And there was a woman who lived next door to yeshiva. She was an aguna. Her husband just walked off on her, I don't know how many years before, just left her. And she was in every way a very miserable person. She worked very hard to make ends meet. She had, I think, an elderly father with her, if I remember correctly. And it was a very, very, a person whose life was suffering. I mean, the person that you loved the most and told you, just walked off on you and left you. It's incredible, tsar nefesh. And she got up, and when this bomb shook, she stood up, and she was also there because they didn't have their own. There was people living around also in the yeshiva's basement. And she said, Ribbono Shalom, my husband has caused me so much suffering and misfortune. I'm Moichel him b'leiv shalom, you be Moichel us b'leiv shalom. And Rav Chaim Rose referred to that story as being what he felt saved the yeshiva. And again, it wasn't said, people say over the story as if he weighed and measured exactly all the schusim and came up with this schus. It was his hargasha. Rav Chaim had tremendous depth of hargasha, and it was his sense of understanding this person's suffering and what it meant to let go of it. It's an expression of his being able to connect to the oimek of what that act was. The real Bein Alma Chaveros that commands chusim such as this. Someone once told me, one of the Rav Zelig Epstein's friend once told me about Rav Yudel, that the reason why he was so matzliach was because he was able in running the yeshiva to give in to so many other people. It's very, very difficult. Kina, kasha kishol kina. And when a person has a situation where he's stuck in that situation, letting go of it and rising above it is possibly the most difficult. If Shlomo HaMelech calls it kasha kishol kina, and only parallel to Azekam Avizava, that means it's the most difficult Biron Chaveri is when it's me or him, me against him. And and that's the one schus. The worst, when we worship Abed Azara, we touch on this Nekuda, there's an Hagat called Kel Kana. And the only schus in those times are when we are rise above Kinnah. And that's why the schusim of Rachel Imenu, that she gave up what she thought was everything for her sister, but she didn't have to, she had no reason to. That was the schus that if there was a sort of a mida connected mida or above mida connected above mida, if you can rise above kana kina, then a kadosh baruch hu was on hugus rise above and beyond kel kana.